My name's Chris Wilcox. I'm assistant head teacher at Almondbury High School and Language College in Huddersfield, and my main responsibility is assistant head teacher for inclusion. Sometimes it's difficult to determine whether the behaviour that a child displays in the classroom or across the school is as a direct result of behaviour and emotional and social difficulties. I think sometimes when we're dealing with teenagers, you've always got to bear in mind that some teenagers can demonstrate negative attitude towards authority. They can become problematic in terms of their attitude to each other and to other adults who try and guide them to do things that they don't necessarily want to do. So it's difficult. We always have to bear in mind that we're dealing with human beings who have emotions and bring all kinds of things into school every single day. So we have to be very, very careful when we're looking at pupils' behaviour that we're not just dealing with normal teenage behaviour. We monitor and measure well-being and behaviour in school in a number of ways. We look at all the hard edge data, things such as attendance and punctuality. We also measure attitude to learning on a cyclical basis throughout the course of the school year. But we also have to look at some soft edge data as well, in terms of talking to the pupils and listening to what they have to say about their feelings about school, their feelings about their home life. And through provisions such as the nurture group and through mentoring, we can actually gain quite a balanced view, a holistic view of the child.